Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Now, when a star-studded hip-hop show is called Pick It Up, you might assume that Pick It Up is some crazy new R&B street slang. You might be surprised. Pick It Up is an alliance between the local hip-hop scene and the Glass Packaging Forum to produce musical events with a message, a sustainable one.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, come on. We bring it to the big smoke and the rural town. We got the crush up and we bring it around. From the mountain top to the deep ravine. This is our terroir and we keeping it clean. An empty glass bottle, pick it up.
Pick it up.
Round your house, round your home, pick it up.
Pick it up.
On your way at school, pick it up.
Pick it up.
Recycle.
What? Recycle.
The first was in July. The next, featuring Savage, Scribe, Shafu and more, is on October 1st at the Telstra Clear Pacific Event Centre in Manukau. With us now is the forum's John Webber. John, what is the Pick It Up message?
Well, the Pick It Up message is two things superficially, or if not superficially, initially. That is obviously don't litter, pick it up. And secondly, if you do pick it up, try and ensure that it ends up, the material that is going for recycling and therefore is effectively used.
So it's the be a tidy Kiwi thing that we've sort of heard for many years.
I guess so, but it goes a little further in our view. That obviously we would see a great deal of synergy with be a tidy Kiwi, certainly. With pick it up coming from the commercial perspective, with a particular objective in terms of recycling and behavioural change, which of course is also part of be a tidy Kiwi. We, having linked it directly from the outset to the music of Shafu and others, have directed it to that sector of our community that we think is hardest to reach under normal circumstances.
How did you make that link in the first place? How did you get talking to Shafu?
We got talking to Shafu because when we started on an educational message, we decided how are we going to do this? And one or two people felt that using music particularly was an appropriate mechanism. And Shay has an interest in the environment as a family man. And he was approached through one of my colleagues, embraced the whole concept, and that's how the whole thing started off. Initially running a competition in which he was an integral part to find the best young rap group in New Zealand, which we did last year, one in the North Island, one in the South. And moving on from that, rather than restricted in the sense of a competition, we felt if we want to get to the numbers, it was to go public through concerts.
And do the concerts have to cohere to you know, the pick it up message? That, you know, do you try and have sustainable packaging and things available?
Absolutely,
there?
Yeah. Absolutely. And the artists are briefed in this, but what we've been encouraged by is the number of artists who actually understand the problem long before we talk to them about it. So I think what's going on in the community is a recognition of environmental needs and requirements and attitudes, and the artists themselves have those. Perhaps their audience doesn't always have them, but by using the artists as people that can relate to the young folk. And what became obvious to me last year, I've got all this knowledge, I've been in the glass industry for 35 years, I could talk to a group of young people with glazed faces looking at an old codger. Shay would come out after me and the whole place would simply erupt. So, and I witnessed that a number of occasions, so we realised very clearly that it's horses for courses in who addresses various audiences.
This idea of product stewardship is quite an interesting one. Can you explain what it is? Is it basically taking responsibility for your materials post-consumer?
Well, it's taking responsibility for your product from go to woe. And over the years, some communities have held the commercial sector responsible. Others have held the council responsible as ratepayers. Others have been communities which themselves have addressed the issue. Product stewardship as such is everybody in the chain from beginning to end has a role to play, and that's the person that in the case of packaging, produces the container, the person that fills it, the person that markets it, the person that sells it, the person that uses it, the council that collects it, and the person that reprocesses it, or the entity which reprocesses it. So it's the whole gamut. And along the way, having got those various parties to adopt a cohesive approach, we then have to get the community at large to realise that that opportunity exists. And through music, we hope to get at that particular sector that perhaps has other things on its mind rather than environmental issues at that stage.
So, John, with all the problems that we hear about plastic bottles and recently even supermarket plastic bags, is it fair to say that glass is now once again maybe the good packaging?
I think glass has always been regarded as exceptional in that it's 100% recyclable and it can be recycled an infinite number of times without degradation. We have certain crosses to bear, and that is if wrongly disposed of, our product can be harmful. It's always been, I believe, regarded as a quality product, although obviously there are other packaging materials more suited to various items which might be packaged. But we've had a wonderful response over the years to the recovery rates, which we've just set another record for last year. And what we need to do is to make sure that if the community is responding positively in terms of collections, that their efforts are not wasted and therefore we have uses for the glass, even if the tonnages exceed what is required for remanufacture. And for that reason, the forums got involved in such things as roading, filtrates, mulch, agricultural purposes and so on. So we're trying to cover the whole gamut.
When you talk about roading, I mean, this is something interesting that I thought that a lot, when bottles get recycled, they get turned into bottles. And then I discovered that a lot of bottles actually get crushed up and turns into roads. Is that a good way to use glass?
Only if it is excessive tons over and above what the glass manufacturer requires. We're quite frank about the point that the best use for glass is to be put back into new bottles and jars, thereby optimising the energy use and minimising the carbon footprint. But we also recognise that through collection methodologies and the tonnages available, there is from time to time more glass collected than the glassmaker can use. Therefore, you should still use it in some way.
Hmm. I have to get this in before we finish. One thing I've been intrigued by is the return of the glass half G. You know, for beer, specialist brewers seem to be now touting that as a premium way of getting their beer out.
The half G, is that the
yeah,
thing?
The half gallon. The pub pet out of fashion, glass half G's back. Have you seen that up here?
I'm not a beer drinker, but that would be consistent, I think, with certainly boutique breweries and others, certainly. And in that regard, we have encouraged the refilling of bottles through boutique breweries where that is an appropriate packaging system, yes.
I'm interested, I mean, we talk about the amount of glass that's surplus to the requirements. Is that because there's glass imported into New Zealand, you know, packaging that comes into the country, it's glass, that's being recycled and it's more than we need to make our own glass here?
Well, I mean, that's a very good point. I'm glad you asked the question. Traditionally, that has been the case, that the amount of glass consumed in New Zealand of that total, only about 50% has been made by the local glass manufacturer. However, there's an $83 million furnace being built at this time, which will allow New Zealand in gross tonnages to be very much self-sufficient in that the tonnages they'll produce will be what we need. But we need to keep in mind, of course, that much of what the glass manufacturer makes in New Zealand is used to package New Zealand wines and things and sent overseas. But your point is valid, so that from next year onwards, a great deal more glass that's collected will be able to be used for the purpose of remanufacture. Certainly.
We like to keep it real green round here, round here. We like to keep it real clean round here, round here. We be acting like a team round here, round here. Recycle what? Recycle.
Thank you, John. That's John Webber from the Glass Packaging Forum. Tickets are available from Ticket Direct. That's ticketdirect.co.nz or 0800 4 Ticket. The gig's on October 1st. Coming up after the break, Minwee.